30 Taliban and al-Qaeda captives were flown today to the U.S. naval base in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. That brings the total number of captives held there to 110. The U.S. commander at Guantanamo has referred to the prisoners as the worst of the worst. The detention center, known by the military as Camp X-Ray, is gearing up for hundreds more prisoners. Andrea Stone is covering the story for USA Today. She saw the detainees arrive today on a military C-141 cargo plane.
They are wearing bright orange jumpsuits and bright orange knit caps because it's pretty cold in a cargo plane. And they were also wearing blue denim jackets, again, because it's cold. Their hands were cuffed in front of them, and they had chains on their feet. And as they came down the ramp in the back of the plane, some of them were limping. I mean, they've been sitting in one position for, you know, more than 20 hours, so they were pretty stiff. And I should mention they were all wearing blacked-out goggles, so they couldn't see anything.
What are Pentagon folks saying about why the prisoners are wearing these blacked-out goggles?
They say it's security. They don't want them to see because, obviously, if they have awareness, they can look around and case the joint and maybe figure out how to make some problems. The one-star general who's in charge of the task force here told us yesterday and reiterated today that several of them have made threats that they want to kill an American before they leave this place. One of them even made the threat in English.
It seems entirely possible that these detainees have no idea literally where in the world they've been taken.
Well, they have been told that they're in Cuba because they have been given the opportunity to fill out cards with their address on it so that their relatives can contact them, which is one of the things the Geneva Convention says prisoners should have. And they've even been told what direction Mecca is in to pray, and according to the people guarding them, they do a lot of praying 5 times a day.
Have Qurans been made available to the detainees?
There are some Qurans, but they've ordered a lot more. They don't have enough.
There have been concerns raised by some human rights groups about the conditions under which the detainees are being held, the kind of cells that they're in. What have you been able to see about the actual cells in which the prisoners are going to be held?
The cells are 8 by 8. They're made out of chain link fence. They have a tin roof. They are open to the outside if there's rain, although the officers here insist that in a couple of instances recently they didn't get wet. They each are given a very thin mattress, a foam, which is the same kind that apparently is given to soldiers when they go out in the field. They each get 2 towels, one for washing, one to use as a prayer mat. They get 2 buckets. One is for washing, the other if they can't get out to the bathroom, because every time they come out of their cells they have to be shackled. They are being given 3 meals a day, which is under the rules of halal, which is sort of like kashrut for Jews. They don't eat pork, and the meat has to be slaughtered a certain way.
Do you know what the meals are?
In the morning, they have bagels and cream cheese. They get 2 hot meals a day. And for lunch, they showed us these are sort of boilable bags of halal beef stew, vegetarian stew. And for dinner, they get rice and beans, fruit, white bread. And some of the soldiers and the Marines that I talked to here say, you know, these people have better conditions than they had in the caves of Afghanistan. They're getting 3 meals a day. They're getting medical care. In fact, one of the people who came here had a recent gunshot wound that the doctors here operated on. And, you know, one of the soldiers told me, you know, we're living in tents and, you know, it's hot and we're living on cots. And, you know, so they're very, I think, of course, they get to walk around when the prisoners don't, but they really are trying to put a good face on it, even though the prisoners aren't officially prisoners of war, but you know, unlawful combatants, as the Pentagon calls them.
Andrea Stone, thanks very much.
Okay, my pleasure.
Andrea Stone is senior Pentagon correspondent for USA Today. She spoke with us from the U.S. Naval Station in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba.